Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. I'm your host, Eric Skwarzynski, and I'm bringing a disturbing update to a previous story. On September 22nd, 2021, I released an interview with Becky Earnhardt, who made allegations of sexual abuse against Austin Gardner, the founder of Vision Baptist Missions in Alpharetta, Georgia.
If I have my numbers correctly, I believe that Vision Baptist Mission was presented with 24 letters, I believe, from missionaries. Stating abuse of some type. And then within the Survivors of Austin Gardner website, I believe there were at least 12 different submissions of specific situations or validating things that I said happened. They were able to validate that what I said was true. They had firsthand knowledge or had seen some of the evidences of the things that I spoke about. And now you have to remember, his family has had a presence in Peru for a long time. And so what a lot of people in America don't understand is that while we are working on the American side, we're also working on the Peruvian side. And so there are a couple of lawyers that are already working on that side, handling things that are coming in from that side.
Much has transpired since that video is released, and of course, you can check out that video over on the Preacher Boys podcast and the Preacher Boys YouTube channel, but there's been an internal investigation. Austin Gardner has stepped away from his public position as the founder of VBM, and some missionaries have even walked away from the organization, while others have become more entrenched and remain deeply supportive. The update I have comes from the reporting of DearVisionBaptist.com, a blog that has been keeping track of allegations and discoveries regarding VBM. On February 9th, Dear Vision Baptist released an eye-opening compilation of Marco Polo videos sent amongst the Vision Baptist Mission Board. The video features several Vision Baptist Mission Board leaders, including the president of VBM, Jeff Bush, the pastor of Vision Baptist Church, Trent Cornwell, the general director of VBM, Travis Snowd, and the other field directors of VBM. The link to the full video can be found in the show notes of this episode and on DearVisionBaptist.com. There's a few things in these recordings that really stand out to me, and the most obviously concerning clips are, of course, those of the VBM president, Jeff Bush, who purposely wanted to limit the scope only to include Becky's sexual abuse accusations and ignore other accusations made regarding other abuse by others formerly connected to VBM so that they would not be investigated. Many different missionaries and former staff have come forward with allegations of domineering personality, spiritual abuse, and so on, and they did not want any of that to be covered.
I do not like that this is moving into a sexual slash spiritual abuse. I don't like that at all. That's not what was agreed upon. Nevertheless, no, Jefe's not going to like it. I know you gentlemen do not like it. Nobody really likes this.
The audio portion that really stood out to me and many others who watched the video was that coming from Jeff Bush about organizations like Grace? He stated an explicit fear that if any group was to investigate, that VBM leaders would be removed and that these organizations would, quote, clean house.
If we go for a secular investigator, I think they're going to clean house, and there's nothing that anybody can do, and no pastors are going to respect this. Secondly, if we get that Grace group or whatever, then they're going to clean house and all of us are gone, just because the whole environment is toxic, quote unquote. I don't know.
And the other part that feels really disconcerting as someone who's been covering abuse within independent Baptist circles for a long time now is that Jeff Bush also explicitly stated that he wanted some independent Baptist pastors involved in the investigation because they would be okay with the, quote, domineering personality of Austin Gardner and not deem it spiritual abuse.
So I spoke to Jonathan Bailey again. He said, which I know he spoke to Trent as well earlier, and he's very neutral. He said, look, if you guys walked in, I don't know anybody there. I don't know Austin Gardner. I don't know anybody. He said, this is very unbiased. He said, but I know the independent Baptist world. We can either linger this on or we can, you know, get to the investigation and get things rolling. And I said, well, I have some questions. There's seven other guys that do the voting, not just me. And so they want to know as far as how many other pastors are there and are they independent Baptists? And he said, yes, two other pastors. They are both independent Baptists. He said one is Pastor Travis Smith in Tampa, Florida. He said independent Baptist, independent fundamental Baptist of a mission agency. I think he's a head of a mission agency. He said, he doesn't know y'all, and we're looking for them. He said there's one other, but he hasn't confirmed. I think it's in, seems like Boston or I don't remember where he said. But he said those two guys, he said they're both going to look at this. And he said the best way to get this done, and I said we don't want a scope of the spiritual abuse because this can go on forever. And he said, look, the best way is you can either keep it going on and on and on, or you get everything pulled out, put it on the table, and let them look at it and say, no, this is actually you know, not manipulation and bullying. This is actually not a sin. This is the way that, you know, he's just a domineering personality. There's no sin in that. And he said, we'll lay it all out that way. And he said, this is really the only way you can get it done in our world.
There's a chilling quote that says, years ago, CLA walked in and took the side of the church. In 2021, you can't get away with things.
You know, in today's world, he said, years ago, CLA walked in and he said, we're on the side of the church. He said that, he said, in 2021, you can't get away with things as far as people are different and they're going to see this spiritual abuse type thing. But these pastors are independent Baptists. They're going to be able to look at it and say, no, that's really not sin. This is just the way things are going. So I don't see this as a problem.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's also worth noting that Bush was also still in contact with Austin Gardner throughout the investigation, although he claimed separation. And based on some of the audio clips, it seems to me like they were drawing counsel from Gardner as far as how this investigation should go down.
Hefe was talking about Hefe backed off his lawyer because he said, I want to be, you know, go the second mile, you know, turn the other cheek and different things. And I don't like that. Nevertheless, I respect that and I understand that.
That brings me to the other interesting and sad part of this video is hearing that Pastor Trent Cornwell was aware and involved in these discussions. Trent Cornwell is, of course, the pastor of Vision Baptist Church and heavily involved with Vision Baptist missions. And it's pretty jarring, I'm not going to lie, hearing him discuss the investigation. I mentioned in the last episode, Trent is one of those guys I know personally. Vision Baptist Missions partially produced a documentary that I worked on in 2013. And I spent 3 weeks with Trent in India filming. And I have to say, hearing his dismissive tone toward the abuse allegations directed toward Gardner was disappointing, to say the least. He said they wanted a strict limitation on the scope of the investigation.
An accusation, if an accusation came in from Peru, I don't see how there could be one. Obviously, I don't believe that there's any accusations from Peru. But if they had an accusation that took place from Peru, what is our lawyer going to do? Are we just paying him by the hour for a phone call? And I guess that might become an issue, because if they just start rounding up a lot of witnesses of things that could imply any kind of sexual case. What Tolson said is what I was proposing the other day, is that all spiritual abuse would be handled by the local church, and I think it's a good policy for all of them. I'm not opposed to the pastoral board of advisors on that, but we should probably put a lot of words on paper before that's ever created. You don't want an advisory board that is a cause of real distress for us because of their opinions.
And he threw out that last statement that so many independent Baptist ministry workers throw out often. We can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want.
So I talked to Jonathan Bailey this afternoon. He had called me. And so last night, whereas I told you guys this morning in my text and stuff that I was leaning towards no on the investigation by them because they could not agree to a very narrow scope. And the idea of getting them to put all the cards on the table and for Brother Austin to look at them and him to respond sounds horrible, but he said the advantages of the investigation, and he still didn't seem to be super excited about doing it, but he says the reason, the advantages of having an investigation is you'd have a time frame, no more, this is what we're going to cover, everybody would get their stuff in, it would all be out there, it would be looked at, and then it would be reported, and it would seem to be handled. The letter from Tyler Gillett to Mark said, we take sexual abuse and accusations very seriously. He did not say anything about anything else. That's really what churches need. And so maybe we do that and the Earnhardts aren't satisfied and they still keep throwing things out there at us. And we just got to hope that people ignore it. And so we could see. But I just was... Last night, I thought he was telling us that he would not do the investigation, and we needed to find somebody else. But after talking to him today, it seemed like he was willing to do it, and he thought it was probably the only move we can make if we want Brother Austin to potentially have public ministry with us moving forward. But you all know, we could do whatever we want. It's just the question is, do you want to pay the price for it?
And it does seem throughout the investigation they were interested in doing exactly what they wanted. The chilling audio of Travis Snowd, the general director of Vision Baptist Mission, reveals that he found Lee Parks Jr. to head up the VBM investigation. And Snowd repeatedly said, he works for us. And he was specifically excited that they could control the scope, the findings, and how those findings were dispersed to the public.
Hey guys, I just talked to a lawyer named Lee Parks Jr. He is with Parks, Chesin, and Walbert in Atlanta. He has done loads of these investigations. He really thinks entering into the agreement with National Center for Life and Liberty is not a smart move, because he says you could actually end up worse off than you are. What he thinks would be best is to do two separate investigations. He said they could be done simultaneously. One would be the non-employee sexual abuse allegations of Becky, surrogate family mother, family member. And he works for us. He said he thinks it could be maybe 10 to 20 hours, basically, if they're willing to talk to him. And then he would talk, you know, he'd talk to everybody, do a report, and then he would work for us. We could release that report as we see fit.
Obviously, most of this episode, I wanted you to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. This is exactly the conversations that were being had. Videos are truly alarming. They raise serious questions about the leadership of VBM. And again, I sincerely applaud Dear Vision Baptist and survivorsofaustingardner.com for documenting, releasing this type of information. I will continue to follow this story and keep you updated on any new developments. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen or to watch over on YouTube, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Preacher Boys podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes. And don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.